Welcome to the latest edition of WNCW's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. Joining us this week from the Asheville Citizen Times is Joel Burgess. And Joel's going to be talking about a recent article that was titled Shelters Closure Raises Concerns About Impact to Animals, Taxpayers, and this deals with the nonprofit group Brother Wolf. Joel, thank you for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Before we get into the details of the story, Joel, tell us about your position and duties with the Citizen Times.
Certainly. Well, I primarily cover city and local government and development issues, but every now and then get pulled in on something a little different, in this case, dogs, cats, and even pigs.
This, of course, has to do with a subject matter that is dear to so many people's hearts, and that is the well-being of animals. Brother Wolf, we've heard their name. They've actually been a guest on some programs in the past on WNCW. Go ahead and give us some background on the nonprofit.
Certainly. And this researching this article, investigating some of the background for it was educational for me in terms of understanding some of the history of animal welfare in our region, or particularly in Buncombe County around Asheville. Apparently back in 2007, so not even really that long ago, about a decade ago, the state of animal welfare, particularly strays and neglected animals and what happened to them, wasn't very good. The animal shelter was run by the Asheville Humane Society. It was contracted out with the county, and this private nonprofit was running it. And apparently the resources were so thin that more than 60% of the dogs and cats that came into them were euthanized. Current director of Asheville Humane Society, Tracy Elliott, said that there just wasn't the funding, there wasn't the money, there wasn't the resources to take care of sick, old, injured animals. They were euthanized. They were put down. And a woman who's a former nurse, and it sounds like you may have had her on this program, Denise Bitts, saw this figure and saw the state of the shelter. She said she cashed in $42,000 in retirement savings and started Brother Wolf Animal Rescue. That started this very remarkable change, and Brother Wolf was a key player. There were definitely other organizations that were crucial to the change that then happened over the next 10 years that saw a massive reduction in the number of animals put down in Buncombe County. The growth of Brother Wolf along this time, too, was remarkable. It came with some friction, most recently with volunteers and employees and the founder, Denise Bitts. That's one of the storylines, along with a major storyline, I think, which is what happened to the animals during this time period.
Now, of course, there was a main reason that spurred the article that you did.
Brother Wolf is shutting down its Asheville Adoption Center. And the idea is they're going to open a $5 million animal sanctuary out in Leicester. The thing that does, you know, raise some concerns here is that they took in a lot of animals. I mean, they took in already in the first half of 2017, they've taken in more than 1,000 animals. And that's not just through their shelter, but through their foster network. So they're able to hold, they say, 600 animals at one time. So the question is, as they shut down their adoption center, which, by the way, was not part of plans originally back in 2015 when they announced plans for the sanctuary, what is going to happen to these animals that were being taken in?
That easily brings me to the question, from what you've learned so far, what will now happen to those animals that have been in Brother Wolf's care?
You know, Brother Wolf says they're going to try to expand their foster network so they can absorb them, even if they don't have their adoption center. The Humane Society is concerned. They're ramping up their operations. And meanwhile, to go back to this concept of the animal sanctuary, they were supposed to have broken ground back in 2015. And so they're 2 years late with this thing. And so that raises questions, too, about whether this thing is going to get done.
Joe, when you're talking about these kind of things, you, of course, have got to have the manpower. You've certainly got to have the financial backing. What about donations and the finances that you know about Brother Wolf?
You know, I looked into the IRS forms that nonprofits have to file with the IRS. They're called 990 forms, and it showed that there's a tremendous amount of money coming into Brother Wolf. It seems like they should have the funding to get this going forward. Denise Bitts, again, the founder of Brother Wolf, and who basically serves as the spokesperson for the organization, even though they do have a executive director, said that the problem has not been funding primarily, but has been just the amount of planning, permitting that they were not prepared for, having to shuffle and readjust and change their plans.
What about the reaction of the Buncombe County Humane Society and how they could help with the big number of animals that will no longer have a place to be?
Humane Society Director Tracy Ellivet, he has vowed they will not increase the kill rate, that this kill rate, which has gotten down to 10%, and so they like to flip it and talk about the inverse, which is the save rate. They say the save rate, which has got up to 90%, again, from down about 36% 10 years ago, he said that that will not get worse. They will increase resources if need be. What that could mean, of course, if in increasing resources, is it could put more strain on donors, which fund two-thirds of Asheville Humane Society's budget. And it could also put a strain on taxpayers, which fund about a third of it. Taxpayers fund roughly $1 million, you could say, just under $1 million in animal welfare services.
And another thing I'm glad that you made clear in this interview that we're doing, because I know we had received a phone call here at our studios. Someone had heard word about Brother Wolf, that they were thinking that Brother Wolf altogether was going under. But again, this is just specifically the Asheville Adoption Center that they were in charge of.
That's correct. It's notable that this is the core of the Brother Wolf infrastructure, you could say, this adoption center. And some surrounding buildings on Glendale Avenue, again, near Oakley in Asheville. It's an old industrial area. They've pieced it together. You know, Brother Wolf, again, started a pretty small organization. The first year I was able to get these 990 IRS forms showed $52,000 in donations. Now, by the way, the last form I was able to get was 2015, showed over $2 million in donations. So it shows the growth. That's an over 4,000% growth in donations in less than 10 years. The plan is to keep the foster network, which is what Brother Wolf started with anyway, and really what predominantly they are. That's where most of the animals are cared for, is through this foster network. They will build this animal sanctuary, and it will be able to take in animals. They're going to be looking more to take in animals that need long-term rehabilitation.
I understand Denise Bitt of Brother Wolf had a specific reason when referring to bringing in animals that needed that special rehabilitation.
She is saying that animals that can be easily adopted, animals that don't have a lot of problems, that, you know, maybe don't have a lot of health problems or behavioral problems, they're getting adopted pretty quickly on which to build this sanctuary. Over 80 acres was donated to them back in 2014 by anonymous donors. Property was valued at more than $600,000.
Since we were talking about the sanctuary, have there been any local residents that have any concerns when it comes to farm animals throughout the property and that kind of thing, the sanctuary?
Yes, and I'd say the concerns, maybe about the animals, and I'd say the concerns actually were more about management of staff and volunteers, the volunteers which are so crucial to this organization through the foster network and other jobs that they do. There has definitely been folks that have said that management, and I think they're saying particularly Denise Bitt, has not dealt with people well. So there's definitely some friction there.
It's obvious that Brother Wolf has, very interesting. Joel Burgess from the Asheville Citizen Times, our guest on More to the Story, and we certainly thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
WNCW's More to the Story, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.